Okay, I'm reporting in from the M7 road to Dublin. I see Dublin on the... Well, I don't see it on the horizon, but Think Tank on the road is here, and I've just discovered that the man driving the car is not a Think Tank at all. It's he's a different guy. He's brand activist. Is that right?
Brand activist at Think Tank.
You're a brand activist at Think Tank?
I'm brand activist.
Right. Well, what on earth is that?
That is me. I'm the brand activist.
I see. Yeah. So this sounds to me like Snoopy in the cartoon by Schultz, you know? Who are you? Can you say a little bit more? Which character in Piglet and Winnie the Pooh are you then, brand activist? Are you Eeyore?
Brand activist is the member of Think Tank who focuses specifically on branding.
Right, so you major on branding.
Absolutely.
Right, as opposed to...
strategy or research or social media.
So you're saying Think Tank does all of those things, but the one that you focus on, you're the brand activist.
I'm the brand activist. I bring about change using brands.
Right, I also know you play golf. So in your golf bag, what club is brand activism?
Brand activism is the putter, Paul. It's the short stick. It's the scoring club.
Right, okay.
The one that gets you in the hole.
Okay, well, I'm just a crude driver, you know. I drive stories, right? So I'm the driver and you're the putter. We would be hopeless at pitch and putt, wouldn't we?
You drive for sure, you putt for dove.
Okay, so look, I was registering. We've reached Junction 16 on our way to Dublin, and
that sounds good.
We before we got onto this issue, we were talking about the Irish banks, and you had a rant, and I said to you, "Do you want to have a public rant about the Irish banks?" And then you said to me, "Well, no, I want to have a rant." So you ranted a bit more, and then you said, "I want to rise above it and be positive." So, you know, I love this kind of within the container of you want to contain the rant within a what is the word? Fulcrum of positivity? What is this thing about positivity? Are you genuinely a positive person?
I try to be, Paul. I'm eternally optimistic.
You try to be eternally optimistic?
Absolutely. Always see the glass awful.
I actually know some people who are astonishing, and they actually are. They don't actually try to remain positive in adversity, but they actually are positive in all adversity.
Absolutely. Yep.
They're called saints.
Saints.
Yeah. Yep. And they're at S-A-I-N-T.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have sub brands like at Saintly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Saintly.
Yeah, at Saintly, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're in close partnership with at Apparition. And I've seen them linking with at Pilgrimage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, you're trying to be positive.
I'm trying to drive.
Yeah. Right. Okay, that I've been reprimanded, folks. Now, look, I have to clarify one thing. For those of you who have been looking at Instagram and following our progress on Instagram, the convoy, we've broken away from the convoy. We are, to use AJ Leon's and Misfit Inc's phrase, we're nomading to Dublin. So it would not be in order for nomads or nomading madmen like us two to be in convoy. So we've set out across no man's land, and now I'm going to rant on the motorway between Cork and Dublin, which is a superb piece of kit. Basically, it was manufactured at enormous expense and lots of joined up thinking, if you know, it enabled.
I wouldn't call it an autobahn, Paul.
You wouldn't call it an autobahn. Because they don't let you drive. You're only driving at, what are you driving at? You're only driving at 110 kilometers per hour.
Absolutely.
What used you drive at in South Africa?
About 180 to 200.
Are there speed limits in South Africa?
There are, but generally people don't keep them.
Okay, well look, hang on, I want my rant. My rant is about being in no man's land. Now, I'm on this major road. It's the major thoroughfare, right? And to those of you who are in Vancouver and in Sydney and Canberra and Brasilia who are listening to this, and not to leave out Shenzhen, I just want to say that it is a two-lane highway, basically, for the most part. There are three lanes at places, but it's, by Irish standards, it's phenomenal. And it takes you away from all the urban village centres that you pass on the way up between Cork and Dublin, and you don't go through any towns at all. And it's this enables you to drive at a speed which puts a road in competition with rail. You know, it really does enable you. Now, where's the rant coming from? Because it sounds like a lot of praise, doesn't it? Well, the rant is towards E-Mobile, who are my service providers, because in the middle of this motorway, I found myself without any signal at all, right? A section of road, quite a long one, where I couldn't send tweets, send audio boos, Instagrams. I could do none of the things I wanted to do. I couldn't pick up phone calls, live phone calls with my brother or my wife. Basically, if the car had conked out there, we were meat. We would have been lost. It would have taken days to find us. Imagine an Irish motorway without even the most old analog signal from E-Mobile, a company which grew out of Aircom, which once had a monopoly of every form of telecommunications in Ireland and has now gone into receivership. So how the mighty are fallen, you know? And here I am saying to myself, perhaps, brand activist, perhaps I have made a mistake in going with that company, because I'm no longer 100% confident I'll get any signal anywhere. But, okay, I usually complain about the lack of 3G signal. But I have to say that it is a thundering, unmitigated disgrace. I'm now back in a 3G zone, I think, and I'll upload this, and the sun is shining and I am receiving positivity from nature, and if we roll down the windows we'll get it blast in our face.
Absolutely.
Will you actually take off the roof? Take the roof down, will you? Yeah, we'll hear the sound. Go. We're on the road again. Hey, what was that song? We're on the road again. Yeah, who sang that?
No, I don't know.
I'm influenced by On the Road by good old Jack Kerouac. Here we go.